This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In movies and on television, when characters sit down to work on a computer, and even when one is just there in the background, it's almost always a Mac. Despite the fact that in the real world, Apple Computers' market share for desk and laptop computers is in the single digits, in the fake movie world, it's closer to 100%, which makes sense, really. Apple products, like attractive people, are fun to look at, which is why the people in charge of these things make sure to put both on the screen. Now, in the painfully fashionable coffee shop around the corner from my house, the hipsters all tap their fingers onto some kind of Apple product. Some will be typing onto a MacBook Air, or some will be poking out text messages on an iPhone, or some will be editing music or video on a MacBook Pro, or some will just be flipping the pages on an iPad, and some will manage, somehow, to be doing three of these things at the same time. But if there's a Dell user in the pack somewhere, you'll spot it instantly, like someone wearing a tuxedo with brown shoes. Now, at the counter, when you walk in, it's a line of Macs, and then someone has to go and open up one of those clunky, unfashionable HPs or something, and it just brings the whole thing down, you know? It messes up the set, the perfection of hip people and interesting t-shirts and selvedge jeans. What does that mean, by the way? Tapping away on some creative and fulfilling project? I mean, you can't really do that with a Dell or an HP or something even worse, if there is something worse. So the glowing Apple on the other side of your laptop screen is like a universal symbol to others. I am creative and current and plugged in. But it's also something more. It's a kind of a crucifix to ward away the vampires of self-doubt. Get away, feelings of insecurity or hackdom. Be off, sense that the project I'm working on is second-rate or doomed. The glowing Apple, the shiny brushed aluminum, they're more about what we need to tell ourselves about ourselves than what we need to tell other people about ourselves. The Apple brand elevates whatever we're doing on the computer, even if we're just updating Facebook or tweeting. Somehow, doing pointless things on the Mac makes them seem cooler and more important and more creative, which may give us the confidence we need to push through on that project we're doing, but mostly just makes us think we're more creative than we really are. Put it this way, it's impossible to maintain a diluted sense of your own cool genius on a Dell. And that's probably the best reason to buy a Dell. And for the record, I'm writing this on a MacBook Pro, which syncs automatically to my Dropbox storage file in the cloud. So if I choose to finish proofreading it at the local coffee shop, I can do that easily, either on my impossibly slender MacBook Air or my shiny Verizon-enabled iPad. I mean, in other words, I'm one of those irritating people at the coffee shop, one of the terrified army of Mac users who think that my stuff is better because I did it with Lion. But the guy two seats down from me, using the ugly black Lenovo, I can't help but wonder what he knows that I don't. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll gear up for production. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.